external motivation for me to journal because my therapist told me to start. And she was like, girl, you can't just like get up and go to work. You need to be like thinking about what happened and processing it. And I was like, you're right. Hola and welcome back to Boss Memos. I'm your host, Angela George, and on this podcast, I like to talk about creativity, self-care, and career. In today's episode, I want to talk all about journaling, the who, what, when, where, why, and how of my journaling process. I'm super excited about the new journaling practice I'm working on. And bonus, you'll get to see my cat tour zine because it came about after a journaling session. So stick around and we'll get into it. All right. And full disclosure, this is the second time I'm recording this. We'll have to journal about that later. I don't know what happened with the audio. It was just me silently talking to myself, apparently. So here we go again. Take two, bigger and better. So why am I journaling now? And have I done journaling in the past? The answer is yes. I have journaled, probably my longest stint was about a month in a kind of fancy but kind of ugly corporate swag journal that my dad gave me. And I thought that because it was like leather bound and it had a pen holder and a fancy pen, I would journal in it and it would become my diary and I would be one of those girls that has a diary trunk, you know, like a diary for every year of her life. That did not happen. I did it for like literally a month and was like, okay, that did not do anything for me. So scrapped it. I started a journal earlier this year. It was a little purple one. It's made a cameo in the podcast before. It was more of a junk journal. But ultimately, that one was just kind of too small to do anything meaningful, I think. Like, yeah, it was cute to like tape a receipt in it. And I thought because it was small, it would be approachable and be like, oh, you just have to write for like 2 seconds and fill up a page. But then it's like, well, then why am I writing anything at all? So yeah, like there is a Goldilocks zone of journaling for me. And I mean, there is extra external motivation for me to journal because my therapist told me to start. I was having a lot of feelings and I wasn't really processing them. And she was like, girl, you can't just like get up and go to work. You need to get up and like breathe, take a moment for yourself. You need to do that throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, you need to be like thinking about what happened and processing it. And I was like, you're right. I need to probably start journaling. And so I'm not a morning person. I have been trying to wake up just 10 minutes earlier to journal. It's not happened. But I am just taking 10 minutes in the morning when I wake up and journaling. I mean, 5-10 minutes, like, I don't know, not that long. But I am carving out the time, even though I cannot for the life of me wake up earlier than 7 a.m. And it's been good. It's been really good. I want to do like a journal tour before I get too much into like the what, when, where of my journaling. So this is the how I'm journaling. And I have a traveler's notebook. I bought it on Amazon. I needed it the next day, you know. So, and some of these are very expensive. Some of them are very cheap. This is called a traveler's notebook. I went down a traveler's notebook rabbit hole on YouTube. At first I was like, oh, I'm going to DIY one because if you look at it, like it's a pretty basic thing. I was like, oh, I'm going to buy some like leather at Michael's. I'm going to get this elastic band. And then the first video I watched was like, do not DIY your traveler's notebook. And I'm like, got it. Not going to do that. So I found one on Amazon. It wasn't that cheap and it wasn't that expensive. And I'm not going to link it because you can just find the one that works for you. The thing that I liked about it is that it's bright blue. And then I found this adorable washi tape at a local stationery store called Umi, I think, in Minneapolis. And the washi tape perfectly matches the bright blue cover, which love. But my number one rule with this journal is that it is messy. Yes, it may look pretty cute now, but my plans are to destroy this journal. So I have my stickers. Those are just, I can use them whenever. There's no rules. If you're not familiar with a traveler's notebook, basically they have these things called inserts, which are just mini notebooks, and they're all held together in the spine with an elastic band. So it's highly customizable. And that's kind of what I think was missing with these other like stationery notebooks, planners that I've had. It just wasn't customizable enough. It was too rigid. And I mean, last year I carried around a planner for probably half the year and then realized I'm like, this is just full of blank pages because the week is over and I didn't write anything in it. And I'll get to like my planner insert in a second. But I just am finding this traveler's notebook setup is so customizable. It's like you can't fail because if it's not working, you just swap something else in. So this one came with three blank inserts, which are just like blank notebook paper, no lines. I swapped it out for one with lined paper, and that's where I'm doing my journaling. I'm not going to show you my writing. You can see really quick, I am writing things. I'm writing every day, twice a day, and I've already filled up, I don't know if you can see, I've already filled up probably like a third of the lined journal insert, and it's only been a few weeks, which means that you can finish an insert if you want pretty quickly, which works really well for my agile mindset because it gives me a chance to reflect on, is the journaling working? So maybe I get to the end of this insert and I'm like, you know what? I think I'd write better on grid paper. Swap in a grid one. Or I'm like, I actually think I need prompts every day. Get some kind of insert that has prompts. So it's very like easy to cycle through. And that's the idea with the traveler's notebook. The idea is like if you were on a vacation or a trip, you could have an insert dedicated to that. And maybe you don't even bring the whole journal with you. You just bring the insert. And then if you lose it, you just lost that. Like you didn't lose the whole thing. So it just means that like the notebook is a carrier for other notebooks. And I love that. You can make it exactly what you need it to be. Some people even put inserts that have like card sleeves and the notebook becomes their wallet. Like they have cash, they have credit cards in it. They bring it everywhere. They go to the DMV with it. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get to that level, but I wanted it to be functional enough. Actually, I just want it to be highly functional. But I wanted it to at least be functional enough where I'm grabbing for it. I want to bring it with me. In fact, last weekend, I was going to a party, and I almost brought the journal with me. And I was like, girly, you're going to a party. You don't need to be journaling at the party. So I left the journal for a night, and it was okay. Had a blast. But I think it's a good sign that I want to bring it with me. It is a little hefty, I'll admit it, but I would love to just bring it everywhere and add more things to it. So I will take the weight if it means I'm on my phone less, if it means I'm processing my thoughts in a healthy way, if I'm writing creative ideas, if I'm sketching. You know, it comes with so many benefits. I'm willing to make space for it in my giant work bag. I'm willing to make space for it in my purse, carry around a bigger bag so I can bring my journal. And then, and I guess like if it really came to it, you can take the insert out, you know, and then just bring that. So the other, so I did decorate, you know, I have this ugly spiky croc, which is kind of fun, a shiny sticker, which I'll read what it says in a sec, and a ladybug. I've been battling aphids, preview of what my next zine is going to be about. And so I'm very pro ladybug right now. But the shiny sticker says, piss me off and die. And then in parentheses, I'm actually quite shy, but I really can't handle anything going on right now. And I thought that was really perfect for like a journal insert. So I'm happy with that. And I'm the type where I'm like, I want to use the stickers. I do. I want to use them. And oh my God, this means actually I need to, oh my God, right behind you. Excuse me. I need to add these to my journal. These were gifted to me, so if they were made with AI, I didn't buy it. But like these two stickers are going to be perfect for like a day where I'm really mad about work. I'm a fucking professional. And then this raccoon one that says here for the snacks. I have a colleague that is very into raccoons. So those will be great for a future journal entry. Adding it to the sticker pocket as we speak. And yeah, so I'm really excited with the traveler's notebook layout. And the second insert is just a blank sketchbook one. And it's also good for like brainstorming. I like started brainstorming a little podcast photo shoot idea in there. So yeah, and I want to like redo the landing page, angelgeorge.com/post-memos, if you're wondering. And then the last insert is a planner one, which has this little stamp of a cat that I thrifted, and then the sky blue cloud washi tape to tie it all together, but also in an easy and fun way, not a psycho bullet journal way. And then I don't know if you'll be able to see this on camera, but like this insert was not really meant to be in a traveler's notebook, so it was slightly too wide, and I used my paper cutter and cut every page down by about a centimeter, so it's a little rough on the edges literally, but it fits in the notebook and it's functional. And what I like about this type of spread or the planner insert is like it's blank months, so you're not committed or locked into any months, and then it's blank weeks with grid paper. So I have every type of paper, and then if I'm not super busy during a certain week, I don't have to write anything in it, and I can save that for a future week, which is great because last year when I was carrying around the planner, I'm like, there's just a lot of empty pages in here and I can't go back and use them for anything because it says this is supposed to be like the second week of May. Like I'm not just going to write random notes in that page. So loving the traveler notebook style. My dream insert right now is a Sudoku insert, which I have not really found one. We'll see. I might have to DIY it or something because I'm super into Sudoku right now. I'm spending literal hours on it each day, which is helping me like deprogram from scrolling, but it's not helping me actually stop using my phone. So, and you know, the channel is very like, get out in the real world. I hope you're doing the dishes while you're listening to this podcast or like making dinner or something. Like, I hope you're not like paying too much attention on this, honestly. Like, I hope you're doing something in real life. And then so the Sudoku is great in some ways. In other ways, I wish I was doing it in like a paper version. So we'll get there. I have full faith. I will get there. I'm already loving like the journal. I'm reaching for it all the time. It's always out and about with me. It's on my desk. Like it's not tucked away. And it's been great. So I think that kind of leads into the what, when, and where of my journaling. What am I journaling? When am I journaling and where? So I have two things. In the mornings, usually at my desk or sometimes on the patio outside, which is lovely with my hibiscus plants. But I love journaling outside. In the morning, I'm doing a dream journal. And I have wanted to do a dream journal for months now. I keep thinking about it. And then when my therapist was finally like, you should be journaling, I was like, ding, ding, ding. I want to be journaling. Like I've been wanting to do that. And because I have extremely vivid dreams every night. It's like a movie in my head. Sometimes they're nightmares. I swear as a kid, there was like a full year of my life where I had a nightmare every single night, but that only gave me more fuel for the dreams of today, you know, like got those out of the way. And now I have just crazy movie dreams. And it's been great. Like I even have like recurring places in my dreams. Like there's this movie theater that has this circular lobby, and then the movie theater rooms themselves are just really like tall, and there's never that many people in them. So that's one place. And then there's this like mall that I've been to multiple times in a dream where underneath it are like secret ruins of a different society. of past or maybe future, I don't know. And I just feel like there's probably a story there that I could be writing if I was writing my dreams down. The dream journaling is going great. I'm not really waking up early to do it because I am not a morning person. I have been trying for the life of me to wake up even like 10 minutes earlier to do this and give myself more time to get ready in the morning. It's not been happening. Maybe it will happen with time if I keep trying. We'll see. We will see. But that's something I'm working on. Either way, I've been very successful at journaling in the morning for at least a few minutes just to at least get the dream out. And then I try to write something I'm grateful for because I feel like that just sets me up to have a positive day. But it's low pressure. And then after work, I get home and I do a work thought dump. And I just write down everything that I was thinking about during work, all the thoughts, the feelings. If I'm hung up on something, put it all in the journal and it's fine. It's great. A shift for me because I am very good at closing my laptop. I don't check work notifications after work or on vacation or on the weekends. Like I have very good physical, you know, if you call like the technology physical boundaries, but like emotional boundaries is what I need to work on. And that's what I've been journaling about, is just write down what I feel. And then I'm able to have a nice night, like enjoy my evening and unplug and stop thinking about work and think about things I care about, like the podcast and my hobbies and all of that. So it kind of leads me into the cat tour zine, because I went to the park where the cat tour was starting and journaled, did my post-work journaling at the park while I waited for my friend Maggie to pull up. And it was great. I just sat on a bench. I wasn't on my phone as much. Like I was just kind of enjoying the weather, writing out my thoughts. And it helped me reset so I could enjoy the cat tour. And then I made this amazing little zine from all the cats we saw. We saw 60 cats on this cat tour. And I designed the whole thing in Canva. And then I got it printed through Canva. So shout out to Canva, but also it was so much harder to design it in Canva than it would have been in Affinity. I was just too deep in before I realized I should have done it in a different software. But either way, I got to put in, I think there's like 30 plus cats in this zine alone, and it's literally the tiniest zine I've made. It's 16 pages folded out of one sheet of paper. And then, of course, Bobby has to cameo in most of my zines. So she's there, and I'm super excited to share this zine at Autonomous Zine Fest coming up in a few weeks, and I'll bring my journal. I will bring my journal to Autonomous Zine Fest and journal about it, because, I mean, you know, these zine fests, they give me energy. They really do, and I love trading with the other zinesters, but it is just a long time to sit there with your thoughts, and now I have a place to put all of my thoughts, so... yeah, I feel like the journaling has been really healthy for me. I choose not to journal late into the night because, one, I'm a sleepy girl. I am passing out at 11 o'clock, you know, and maybe that's even kind of late. I could go to bed maybe earlier and that would help with waking up in the morning, but 11 o'clock is kind of my max. And then I'm just like, you wouldn't get much out of me, honestly. And I don't really have a problem falling asleep. Like, the thoughts don't keep me up at night. And that was the problem, is, like, I would just go to sleep instead of processing my thoughts, which is not good. So now I process my thoughts after work, and then I can have a nice night. So, yeah, like, it's – I feel a lot better, honestly. Like, I was – in the trenches there for a bit. That was kind of why I didn't post for a while, if I'm being real. And now I'm like loving life. Like I feel like I can prioritize my feelings, because there's some things you get mad about during the day that don't really matter, but then you get hung up on it. And the journaling helps me be like, okay, you wrote it out. You can see on the paper. That doesn't matter. Like, let's flush it. Never read about it again. Never think about it again. And then the things that do matter, I can be like, okay, I gotta like talk to somebody about how that hurt my feelings, or I don't think that's how we should do things. Like, kind of sort through the thoughts versus just constantly revisit and ruminate on them in my mind. So, yes, the journaling is absolutely working. I did try a digital journal for a little bit, literally like one day. I'm speed running this journaling. I tried the digital journal app on like iPhone that just comes with your phone. And it was nice. Like, I like that it has a picture with it. I like that it's accessible and it's private. But it just was a little too convenient. For me, the journaling, like actually writing things out, makes me slow down, makes me think about what do I want to say here, scratch things out. Oh, I did a typo. Oh, well, like keep moving on. Versus on your phone, you have autocomplete, you have spell check. You're just like typing away. And I feel like you don't even have to think about what you're saying because it's so fast. And I literally did it in between a meeting because I was like, I didn't like how that went. So I like journaled it. And then I was like, that felt like tweeting something. It didn't really feel like journaling. So I think it could work for somebody that wants to like stop posting as much on Instagram or like, you know, like going through some kind of transition like that. They want to like do a little memory digital book, but it doesn't really work for processing your feelings, at least for me. So that's kind of my thoughts on the digital journaling. It has its place. The place was not for me, but the traveler's journal is really working for me. Yeah. Like I feel like I'm getting my life back, honestly. Like I love life. I love my house. I love my apartment. I love everything. Like there's like a video of a little girl that's like staring in front of the mirror saying all these like powerful statements like that. I'll insert the clip.
I like my hair. I like my haircuts. I like my pajamas. I like my stuff. I like my rooms. I like my whole house. My whole house is great. I can do anything good. Yeah. I can do anything better than anyone.
But that's how I feel about journaling. Like, I feel like the journal has unlocked my feelings for me in a way that's like manageable. So it's kind of transformational, honestly. And who knows? Like, maybe this is just kind of a transitional moment for me and I needed an extra tool. So I'm not going to like beat myself up if like in a month or two, like I don't need journal as much. But I would be surprised because I love the dream journaling and I have dreams every night. So kind of need to keep that up. I like the planner spread. I think that could really work for me. And then I don't know. I could definitely see myself sketching out more zines before I fully dive into them or different art ideas I have in the blank sketchbook insert. So I don't know. I really feel like I found something that's working really well. And if I could find that Sudoku insert, I don't know. I might be able to throw away my phone. Just kidding. But yeah, if the journal could text people, I don't know. Yeah, it is just working really well for me. And I hope this encourages you to like try something new if you're having a rough day or you just feel like you're spending a lot of time on your phone. Honestly, I knew it was getting bad when I was taking my phone into the shower and I was like, I don't even want to be alone with my shower thoughts. I just want to go to bed. And that should have been the sign. Like, maybe you need to like think about your thoughts a little more instead of just like being numb to them. It took a therapist to tell me that and a $150 bill, but we won't, you know, it's fine. We got there. We got to the journal. The journal's working. And I hope you consider journaling too, or some kind of outlet to like express your thoughts to yourself and be messy with it and have fun with it. And yeah, I'm hoping you are also loving life and enjoying this beautiful weather we're having and sunshine and all the things. So if you liked this episode, I try to post every other week. If you want to learn more about the podcast, you can visit my website, angelageorge.com/voice-memos. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.